Yes, your last week, Rob. Unbelievable. Country just keeps moving. Despite all the crazy news you hear, people dancing, singing, you went to the Koto Friday night, soul food.
Permission. With your permission.
The Chavad.
Parashat Vayishlach. The Torah tells us that after Yaakov left Laban, sent angels to Esav to ask Esav to forgive him, to restore the friendship and the brotherhood between themselves. The Torah tells us the angels came back, they said Esav is coming with 400 people. Yaakov prepared himself for war, in case Esav will attack. There's a set Torah that Yaakov came to a little river and crossed everybody to the other side of the river. Ma'avar Yabok, it's a secret in the name. Ma'avar Yabok. Somebody, before he gives back his neshama to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is a text the person should read. It's called Ma'avar Yabok, passage of Yabok. So it goes from this world to the next world. It's called Ma'avar Yabok, pass Yabok. The Torah tells us, based on this week's parasha, it says Yaakov Avinu, after he left Laban's house and he's going to cross to the other side, the Torah says he crosses Ma'avar Yabok. Of course, there was no Ma'avar Yabok then. There was no signs over there on the highway, and no Waze doesn't know about it. So Yaakov crossed Ma'avar Yabok. It's a secret what it means, but it means it's 112. It's two or three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the person has to have in mind. Rashi Tevot Ya'aninu Biyom Korenu, the Ari says, the secret of Ramnazeach, the ends, Ya'aninu Biyom Korenu. Hashem should answer us. When we call him, Ari says you have to have in mind, Ya'aninu, the first letter is Yud. Biyom, the first letter is Bet. Korenu, the first letter is Kuf. It's Yabok. Yabok is one of the names of Hashem. It contains itself energy of three names, maybe two names, depends which version. Yaakov crossed it. The Torah tells us. Like we say in America, I care less what was the name of this little river that Yaakov passed. So where is it exactly? From what difference does it make what's the name of it? The Torah tells you, he crossed Ma'avar Yabok. Says the Gemara that Yaakov had a tremendous amount of sheep and cattle. In one version of the Gemara said he had 120,000 dogs just to watch over the sheep and the cattle. Another version, he had 240,000 dogs. You can imagine how many sheep he had and how many cattle he had if he needs so many dogs. So the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu went and passed everybody to the other side of that Ma'avar Yabok. After he passed everybody, and he passed his wives and his children and all his fortune, Master Yaakov was very wealthy. And then, Ve'vetar Yaakov Levado, says the Gemara that he remembered, after he passed everybody, he remembered a few little pictures that he forgot on the other side. So he went back after he moved everybody. It doesn't say how long it took to to pass everybody to the other side. The emergency command said he acted like a bridge. He took one by one, whoever couldn't swim, to the other side. And then he remembered a few little pictures. Doesn't say the number, but a few little pictures he forgot on the other side. He goes back to the other side. He goes back to the other side to pick up the pictures. It's a person over there, stands over there, and Yaakov starts talking to him, and the man all of a sudden attacked Yaakov, trying to kill Yaakov. And Yaakov was very strong. And Yaakov felt right away it's not a person. In America, it's called ISIS. It's not people. And says Yaakov felt right away it's not a person, it's so strong, it's going to take over Yaakov. So Yaakov realized it's an angel. An angel got dressed like a person, and he wants to kill Yaakov. The angel is fighting with Yaakov, he wants to kill him. Finally, fighting the whole night, and the angel sees that he cannot really kill Yaakov. He touched the thigh of Yaakov. The thing moved a little bit, this nerve. It's called sciatic nerve moved a little bit. Now this angel tells Yaakov, please release me. Yaakov is holding down to him. He says, please release me, I have to go up. Yaakov asks him, where are you going? What's the rush? He says, you know, today is the time that I have to sing. I didn't sing. And the Gemara says in one version, he never sang yet, this angel. The Gemara says that angels, they sing daily. The angels, they sing three times a day. The angels sing once a day. The angels, they sing once a week, once a month, once a year, once in a lifetime. This angel tells Yaakov, listen, I didn't sing yet. Today is my day. I got to sing. Please release me. It happened to me, but it's a little bit interesting. Today he wants to sing. Yaakov said, I'm not releasing you. Kim berachtani, you have to give me a blessing. So the angel tells Yaakov, I want to tell you something. You know, soon you're going to get to a place, it's called Bet Kel. And over there, Hashem is going to change your name. From Jack to Easy. From Yaakov to Israel. So Yaakov said, it's very nice you're telling me this, but I don't accept it. I want you to tell it to me now that my name is going to be changed. So the angel said, well, I'm telling you it's going to be over there, and I'm going to be over there also. I'm going to accompany so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's going to reveal himself to you and tell you that news that your name is going to be changed. I'm going to stand by there and I'm going to agree with that. But Yaakov said, no. Now you're telling me this, that my name. So the angel said in the text, Sarita im Elokim im Anashim v'tochal, the name Israel means, we call Israel, it means you win everybody. You won. Laban, you won Esav, and now you won me. But I'm an angel, so it's called Israel. Israel means that you're a very, very powerful person. No more Yaakov. Once there's no more Yaakov, Yaakov sounds a little bit that the person took something that threw it away. Lo Yaakov yamer ot shemcha ki im Israel. That's in the text. And then the Torah tells you that Yaakov is limping because the angel touched him. Al ken lo yochlu bnei Yisrael et gidon Hashem. Ki naga v'chafir Yaakov be'av koimo. There we got a mitzvah. One of the 630 mitzvot that we have is you're not allowed to eat this nerve. Nerve from an animal. Birds don't have it. And personally, when he slaughters an animal, he has to make sure he doesn't eat it. And this is in Beit HaMikdash as well. We brought sacrifices to Beit HaMikdash. So after the slaughter, before they put the animal on the altar to be burned, they had to take the sacrificial the nerve out. No. This is from the right foot and the left foot of the animal. This is why. Why? Says this, he can eat it. So why can he eat it? Because the angel touched it. So what if the angel touched it? What has to do with me? So what? What is this? Comes the Zohar and says, listen, it says, Al Ken Lo Yuchlu Bnei Yisrael Et Gidan Hashem. It's Et. As I said, what do you need the word Et? You can avoid it. You can omit this word. Al Ken, therefore, Lo Yuchlu should not eat Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Gidan Hashem. This theoretical verb, nerve, why it says Et, Aleph Taf, it's extra. Says as well, et means, if you read the word et, aleph, taf, backwards, it taf, aleph, it's called tisha be'av. Tisha av. Means like this. If somebody eats it, it's like he eats on tisha be'av. It's on tisha be'av. So big deal, it's somebody eats on tisha be'av. Chachamim made this kind of fast, this ta'anit. If somebody's going to eat this nerve, says the Zohar, like he eats on tisha be'av. Tisha be'av. If you tell me he eats on something, you know, maybe, I don't know when. Something like kosher or something, you know. Eat it, Shabbat. It's also, yeah, that's what the Torah wants to tell you. Don't eat it. Because if you eat it, like you eat on Shabbat, it says, why am I not to eat it? Why? Because the angel touched Jacob's thigh. What this has to do, therefore I don't eat, then I'm not allowed to eat this nerve from an animal because he touched. The Torah tells us, and then Yaakov continues. He goes to Eretz Israel, he gets to Shechem. He gets to Shechem, he built over there an altar. Torah says, Vayikra lo kel Elokei Israel. He said, this altar is for Hashem, that he is the God of Israel. Who is Israel? Me. The next story in the Torah is that what it said in Batle Ali Rodbif not Aretz, Dina, 7 years old girl, she goes outside. The Arabs were dancing over there. And Shechem and Hamor kidnapped her, took her. And then the Torah tells you, Shimon and Levi went to the city of Shechem, killed everybody, released her, she didn't want to go out. Shimon had to promise to marry her. She says she's not going, she's embarrassed. Or whatever reason, other reason she said she's not going. 7 years old girl, you're not going home. Read the stories, okay, stories of the Torah. Ah, Hamim tell us the following. Gemara says, you know, Yaakov went to the other side of the river to get those little few pictures. So what's the big little few pictures? This guy's a billionaire. Yaakov has everything. So, let's go. What's the big deal? Hamim said, two little things. So, you go back to get it. You go to school, you see what the children forget today in school, and then they come back. Take it. Who needs? You go Black Friday, buy new ones. What's the big deal? Coat, jackets. I went to shuls, I see people left talit with a silver crown on it. You don't need it. Buy a new one in ballpark. I need it. A coat, jacket, anything. You go back for it. Forget the sidur someplace in the technology, you come back for it. Hashem, prosperity. Don't eat it. Don't waste your time on this. And Yaakov goes back. Says to him, Yaakov, why are you going back for this little picture? Look, because of that, you had this fight with an angel. You almost got killed. What happened to you, Yaakov? Says to Gemara, Masechet Chulin, you know, you should know a secret. Tzadikim, mamonam, chaviv aleim, yoter migufam. The tzadikim, they love their possession more than they love the body. Very interesting, but Yaakov goes back, he says, why are you going back, Yaakov? Look what you have. Billions and billions, the Gemara said, Yaakov was able to pile a pile of gold to give Esau for his part in Hebron, that Yaakov should be buried over there. So now what? Now you go back for this, two, three little pictures. You go, why are you going back for that? He said, Gemara, you should know Tzadik. He loves even the little thing that he has. So, I mean, it means everybody doesn't go back on something that he forgot. Means he's not tzaddik. I don't know. But to get the statement from Gemara Chulin. So It says that don't disregard anything that you have to forget about it. I don't need it. Forget about it. Don't. So every little thing that you have is very valuable for the person, more than he really loves his body. More than loves his body? What does it mean? You love the picture more than you love your body? Does it go right here? Yaakov went back. It's the message in the Torah. Yaakov went back to the other side to pick up those two or three little pictures that he forgot. That's what it is. Maybe it's not even a picture, maybe it's just cans. Who knows what he wanted it for? Chachamim, you should know the segula for success in a person's parnasa, in a person's business, sometimes has to do with partners, you know? The two partners, one gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, he drives, he goes to the office at 4 o'clock in the morning, he stays there till midnight, and his partner comes at 10 o'clock with the Danish, the New York Times, he comes to the office, he calls his children, and before 4 o'clock he says goodbye, he goes home. So the guy that works so hard comes home and he tells his wife, can you imagine? And my partner, he thinks it's paradise. And he comes, he goes whenever he wants. And I walk like a dog. He says, separate from him. Separate. Why are you a slave for this guy? This guy is worthless. I went to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, don't separate. You never know what's the success of this business. You think because you're a workaholic, and you go out there, at 4 o'clock in the morning, it makes the success? No. This guy, his button. He comes over there and he smokes his cigar and drinks his coffee with the Danish. And this, the mazal of the business is his. You never know what the mazal of the business is. Just don't you dare separate from the guy. And then he comes home and tells his wife, the rabbi said, which rabbi? The rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. Separated and the business went bankrupt. I said, the success of a business, if you have a good partner. I said, what's the best partner? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, Chachamim, the best partner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a partner. Make him a partner in your business. What is this? Maaser is the 10%, or Yaakov Avinu says 20% before he left Laban's house. B'chol asher titen li yaaser asrenu lach, the Gemara said, the God Mevil Nazir, the Gemara said, Yaakov promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu not 10% tzedakah, 20% tzedakah. This is a guarantee that the 80%, you know, has to be a very successful business because, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your partner. So what can be better if Hashem is your partner? And therefore, to the Gemara, the Tzadikim, Ma'amunam, the fortune what they have is more dear to them than their own body. Because what it means is, you know, this is a partnership that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's more important than me. Who is my body? Is nothing. What is my body? This is, I have something valuable. This is my business, Hashem is your partner. That's if you keep that tzedakah. You give it 10%, 20%, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your partner. That's what the Gemara says. That's the explanation the Gemara says. The Yaakov Avinu went back to the other side of the river, even though the Baruch Hashem Yaakov was very, very wealthy and rich and everything, and everybody passed, and he's running, he's going back to see his father. That says, and Esav is coming towards him, and he says, what's the rush now to go? And it's important. It's very important. Even a little picture, don't just call it, don't need it, you know. Throw it to the garbage. So don't listen. You have to ask your partner to throw it in the garbage. It's not so simple. The same applies to food, of course. It's not so simple. It's a leftover food. Throw it in the garbage, the food. It's not so simple. Who gave you food? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothen lechem chol masak v'lom chazdo. Tzuvah gadol tamil lo chasar lanu. He said, in Birkat Hamazon, Hashem, you gave me. I don't want it. Shht. What do you mean you put it in the garbage? What do you mean you put it in the garbage? You know how much they're going to pay in the concentration camp for such a thing? Every drop. You will have a drop. Of cheese. Can you imagine you got a concentration camp and you go give it to somebody, they give you anything you want of this. A little bit of vegetable, this, meat, chicken, fish, what do you mean throw in the garbage? This is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. This is fortune, is the same thing. My friend just said, I don't need it anymore. Throw in the garbage. What do you mean you don't need it? I got it. How do you get it? Hashem gave it to you. What do you mean you don't want it? It's not so simple. Not so simple to throw things in it. It's the world already. No. If it's usable, it's not so simple. Donate it to somebody, give it to somebody, just to put it in the garbage thing, change my furniture, put it outside of the garbage bin. It's not so simple. Nobody wants it. and it's going to ruin or something, but you know, something that you want to change, it's not so simple. So one of the Chachamim said, you know, if the business is gone, everything is, don't even change your desk in your office. Don't you change your desk in the office. Don't change your chair in the office. Don't change nothing. It's not so simple. As the Gemara says, now the story goes like this. That Yaakov Avinu, he left Laban's house, Esav is coming towards him, and he's going to approach Esav, and he's very scared. Yaakov Mod Vayetzalo is scared. So then the Torah says, listen, this is the story here. It's a story that Yaakov is going back in the middle of the night to the other side of the river to pick up those little cans, little pitchers. All of a sudden, an angel comes from Shamayim. Says, "Who is this? What's your name?" I am the Malach HaMavet. Saro Shel Esav. Hu HaSatan, Hu Yetzerara, Hu Malach HaMavet. Not more, not less. An angel dives down, gets dressed like a person, is going to kill Yaakov Avinu. Says, what's his entity? What's his passport? The devil will call America. The devil. Says, I'm going to tell New Zealand. I says, why are you here? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. Yaakov, before you left your father's house, after you left your father's house 20 years ago, and you had a dream, and Yaakov made a promise to Hashem. If Yehi Elokim imadi, Hashem will be with me. Shmarani baderech shenafu alech, Hashem will watch over me. Shati v'shalom v'shalom v'shalom, I'll come back safe. Nothing will happen to me over there. Hey, Hashem Yehi Elokim, God is going to be my God, His name is going to be on me. This stone, even as Hashem told Yehi Elokim, this stone is going to be a holy stone. Hola shatiten li, whatever you're going to give me, God Almighty, Aser, Aser, I give Ma'aser. I give 20%, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the angel comes, he wants to kill Yaakov. Says the Gemara, you know, why do you want to kill Yaakov? He said, well, I'll tell you something. Yaakov, you see in the Tefillah, it's Pasuk in Micha. He said, Emet le Yaakov. Yaakov's flag is Emet. Tam. Ish tam yoshevo alim. Lo yodea l'shaker. Doesn't even know how to lie. Says Chafetz Chaim, most of us lie. All of us exaggerate. Says the tikkun of this world. The tikkun of this world, says Chafetz Chaim. Says the Ari, says the Zohar, is to be 100% honest. Don't you dare say something not 100%. Says Chafetz Chaim, all of us exaggerate. So when the Yeshiva Rebbe Lupian used to tell us, so somebody asks you, what time is it? Don't say 12. About 12, because maybe it's 12 or 1, maybe it's 11:59. So you just said a lie. That's how correct you have to be. You have to be emet, 100%. This is titen emet le Yaakov. This is the midato shel Yaakov Avinu. That's what he taught himself. Tam. You read the word tam backwards, it's met, dead. Says the Gemara, you want to tell me? I want to tell you something. I want to tell you a secret. The Gemara says, you know what? Yaakov died in Parashat Vayechi. Says the Gemara, he never died. They took Yaakov, closed his eyes, they put him down in the grave, he's alive. Yaakov Avinu lo met, says the Gemara. Yaakov lo met? What do you mean lo met? Abraham died? Yeah. Yitzchak died? Yeah. Yaakov didn't die. Why? Because dead in Hebrew is called met, dead. But if you very honest, you have an aleph before, it becomes emet. Not going to die. He's not going to die. I'll show you in a second why he didn't die. I'll show you in a second. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, look what happened. You, Yaakov Avinu, you promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this stone that you laid next to it became one stone. You said, and I come back from Lavan's house, whenever I'll come back, this I'm going to come over here, and this is going to be like the Knesset for me. It means I'm going to pour oil on it. I'm going to pour something else on it. I says, Yaakov, what is this? Are you going back to that place right now? We'll make a stop in Sukkot, we'll make a stop in Shechem. Local, we're going to go local, not express. Lower level, it's called in America. I says, Yaakov, what about the Maaser? You promised 20%, did you give 20%? By the way, Yaakov, At least 10%, you said, right? Did you give 10%? Wait, did you give anybody from the children 10%? What do you mean? Well, at least one of your children should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I mean, you have 10 children. You have 12 children. I mean, 11. 11 children so far. I said, Yami wasn't born yet. I said, this is from those children. Anybody is designated to be a Kohen, a lady? That's what the angel is here. I said, listen, if you don't keep your promise, you're in danger. It's called Emet. That's why I won the Darim. The Gemara says, somebody has shalom. It's trouble in his life. It says, has shalom might be that you said something. It's not even in your mouth, in your heart, the Gemara says. The Darim is Balev, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know, that's Daka Balev. I says, you want to give to Meshulach? He said, now the Meshulach will knock on the door. He said, I'm going to give him $100. And he opened the door. The guy doesn't look like Meshulach. It looks funny. He said, oh, I'll give him 25 cents. But not so simple. Tzedakah b'lev. B'fichah zot tzedakah, the Gemara said, but it's in the heart. I says, you can. Yaakov, you serve in your mouth. You're going to give 20%. I said, where is the 20%? You give it? You give that? You give nothing. I give that. Where's Emet? There's no Emet. No Emet is bet. I says, you're going to kill him. Says the Zohar, you know what was the date of the of this fight? What was the date on the calendar? Says the Zohar, was this was a Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. Okay, yeah, rings a bell for us. Comes the Gemara and tells us, I want to tell you something. Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind originally to give us a holiday every month. I don't know if you saw. But you see, in America, that's what we call the non-Jewish holiday, is also very similar to the Jewish ones. That almost every month we have something. So we can have Obama Day. But every month we have something. In the Jewish calendars also, every month, almost, should have been every month a holiday. Says the Gemara like this, on Nisan, we have Pesach. On Iyar, we have Pesach Sheni. On Sivan we have Shavuot. Mm-hmm. On Tammuz we should have had Chag LaHashem Achar Rosh Hashanah. And on Av, Tisha B'Av should have been Erev Yom Kippur. Yud B'Av, 10 of Av should be Yom Kippur. On Elul we should have Sukkot. Should have had Sukkot. Since Am Yisrael did the golden calf, they could push those three holidays into Tishrei. That's why in Tishrei we have so many holidays. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot, we have Shmini Atzeret, says the Gemara. Well, you know what it is? Really, Rosh Hashanah should have been on Tammuz, a holiday. Av, we have Yom Kippur, Elul, Sukkot, Tishrei, Shmini Atzeret, Cheshvan, who knows what Hashem had in mind? Kislev, we have Chanukah, Tevet, we should have had, we don't have. Shvat, we have Tu B'Shvat, Adar, we have Purim. I says, we're almost. So before we did the golden calf, that's what Hashem had in mind. That really Tisha B'Av should have been Yom Kippur. That's actually what it means. That's the Gemara. That's what it is. That the fight between Yaakov and the angel was in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. So the night of Yom Kippur. We have our custom to do Kol Nidre. What's Kol Nidre of Yom Kippur? What do you do? I said, well, before Yom Kippur, we say, listen, all the promises and all the shvuot. If you swear we do this, please Hashem cancel everything. He says, excuse me. Before Rosh Hashanah, you did it already. Before Rosh Hashanah, it's our custom. Then before Rosh Hashanah, everybody do Atarat Nedarim, Atarat Klalot. He said, again? 10 days later, again? What's Kol Nidre? They said, I won't tell you something. The night of Yom Kippur, the angel came from Shamayim to kill Yaakov because he didn't keep his neder. That's our custom. For this, we say Kol Nidre. So what do you have to say that? You said you canceled all the Nedarim already. I says, yeah, this is to remind us about Yaakov. Says, what remind you? Let me tell you what reminds you. Accustomed to get dressed on Yom Kippur with white like angel. What are you trying to tell me? I want to tell you something. See, Yaakov didn't die. I says, you know why he didn't die? Look, when Yaakov came back from Laban's house, he had a fight, so-called, with the Malach HaMavet, with the devil. And the devil couldn't kill him. They couldn't kill him. So how do you think when Yaakov is going to be 147 be able to kill him? You fight him also then? As the Gemara said, Yaakov never died. He overcome. When that Tosh El Emet, that's called Emet. Emet. I says, who said it? The Gemara said, I'll tell you what it is. You know, read the Torah. You think it's the whole Torah is information, geography. The Torah tells you, you know, when Yaakov left his house, he came to Bethel. Ve'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishona. The name of that city, Bethel, is really Luz. When I said, Luz? What is Luz? I said, I'll tell you what Luz is. Luz is a tree. And if you go inside the tree, there's an entrance downstairs to a city that nobody dies over there. Until today. Time of Gemara, they knew where the city is. If the tree stands someplace, and that tree, there is a door. But you know, the architect made it so nice, they don't know it's a door. You go inside that thing, you go downstairs. Like Gan Eden is downstairs here. The entrance is from Marat HaMachpelah and Hebron. It says Luz. There's a city under the ground. And people live there forever. It says the Gemara. The Gemara says, and Gemara says, you know, people live there forever. I says they get disgusted, you know. For what they have to live so long? I want to go next to Hashem. So they cannot die. The Gemara said they have to leave the city and go outside and die outside. Because Malach HaMavet, the devil, this is the angel that fought with Yaakov, cannot go inside. So why can he go? Says the Gemara, because that city, everybody is 100% correct. Truth. No lies, no exaggeration. Says the Gemara, one of the Chachamim came over there, and he was like in a gray area. And said, I think. So he said, please get out of here. Because if you stay one more minute, the devil is going to come inside, going to kill us. Minatosh Yaakov emet. He lives in the city of Luz. I says, look, the angel cannot kill him. I said, why can't? What do you mean angel cannot kill somebody? What do you mean angel? Because if you study Torah and you're pure, lo meshaker babrit, I says, this is Emet. I says, Emet. First one never died. The only one never died. Until age 84, pure, as a little baby. I says, he cannot die. He cannot die. I says, how would you expect him to die at 147? The same entity that wanted to kill him when he was 100, he cannot kill him in 147. That's what the Gemara says. Look, that's what the Torah says. It says, when was it? It says, the night of Yom Kippur. He wants to kill him. He didn't keep the promise. True. You don't keep the promise, it's damage. Says the Gemara, at that moment, while he was fighting, he had in mind certain things, and that made so-called the truth to appear again, that the angels cannot kill him. What the angel was able to do? To touch his thigh. I said, let me tell you, says the Gemara, from now on you have this mitzvah. Don't eat this sciatical nerve. I said, what is this? I said, to remind you, you want to live? Want to live? You're not going to die. But you have to be like Yaakov Avinu. That's why Hashem gave us this mitzvah. Al ken, therefore, lo yochlu bnei Yisrael, Yisrael should not eat at Gideon Ashe. It says, kinagah b'chafir Yaakov, because he touched it. So what if he touched it? So if I cannot eat this sciatical nerve? No. This is a positive thing for you to remember all your life. Sciatical nerve, have it in front of you. Put it in a frame in front of you. So what is that? This is the symbol. The worst that can happen to me is that he will touch. This is the Gemara says, you know what? He dwells inside your sciatical nerve. That's why he was able to touch it. Says the Zohar, let me explain to you now the whole story. If somebody eats it, he can, like he eats on Tisha B'Av. I mean, Tisha B'Av, you don't understand. The Shabbat then was Yom Kippur. That's what it means, the Zohar said. If you're going to eat this sciatical nerve, it's like you eat on Yom Kippur. What do you mean, I eat on Yom Kippur? You don't understand. I says, you have no kapara. You're going to die. What? Torah says, somebody eats on Yom Kippur. When you're chetan, never show him, he's going to die. Says the Zohar, you know what? This sciatical nerve is nothing. But you should know the sciatical nerve is a warning for you. To be honest and truthful, all your life, nothing can happen to you and your family. You have to be 100% with your words, like Yaakov Avinu, like the people in Luz. That's what the Torah says, Bethel is Luz, Bethel is Luz. Who cares, Bethel? What was the name before Leningrad? Who cares about Leningrad? Who cares about it? No, it was St. Peterson. And what was before St. Peterson? St. Johnson. Who cares about it? No, the Torah tells you, Ulam, Luz Shemahir Varishona, should know Bethel, that place. that Yaakov had this stone, the monument, is Luz. What Luz? Luz, nobody dies in Luz. Nobody dies in Luz. It's in the Navi. And then the Gemara tells those stories. I says, that's the whole secret here. So it's not a fight between Yaakov and the angel. No. It's a warning. It's something for us, information, to know how to survive tragedies in our life. It's tenemetli Yaakov. This is the Gemara said, Torah Magna. Learn Torah like Yaakov Avinu. Didn't go to sleep. That tells you, Ishkab Makamoni. Yaakov never went to sleep. I mean, never. This is 14 years. He was in Shivat ever. Didn't go to sleep. Osek Batorah. This is my job. What is your job? I'm busy with the Torah. What's your purity? It says, this is a wall. This is a shield. That nothing can happen to you. The Torah said, listen, I want to tell you something. Let me tell you something. It says that Yaakov is holding him in. And this is the devil. He tells Yaakov, I got to sing today. I says, when? He says, in the morning you have to sing. I said, you have to sing today? Why you have to sing today? He says, the Zohar, you know why he has to sing today? Because the whole year around is the prosecutor. He's no time to sing. He comes to Akadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. I says, this person does this, this person did this, this person planned to do this. He says, the Gemara, Satan, Mastin Alenu. The whole year around, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed. Hashem tells him, isn't he off today? Prosecutor off. There's no court case. Today I sit in the court. I says, go home. So, now I can sing. He tells Yaakov, I can go upstairs now. I says, I have to go. I said, why do you have to go? I have to sing. How about yesterday? I don't sing yesterday. 2 days ago. No. I don't sing. I sing this. This time I have to sing. Today I have to sing. I said, okay, don't go. You don't go sing. No. You got to give me a bracha. You want bracha? So the guy said, listen, you're going to end up at a destination, Betkel, over there. Over there, Hashem will change your name to Israel. I said, why over there? Yaakov said, no, here you tell me now. So that's just, okay, I'll tell you now. I'll tell you your name is Israel because you want me. But I'm telling you now again, the change of the name is going to be in the office. This is the passport office is in Betkel. I said, why Betkel? Because Betkel is, that's the place you're going to get there. I said, he didn't tell Yaakov why. Yaakov did not, maybe didn't catch it. But Betkel, this is the place that you promised you're going to get there. And you're going to pour oil on the stone. So you're going to fulfill your promise. It's going to be a man. But please go there. And I said, no, give me the bracha. I said, okay, your name is going to be Israel. I said, okay, Israel. They get to Shechem. Yaakov builds an altar. And he says, you know what this altar is? This altar is for Hashem. Elokei Israel. He is my God and my name is Israel. Your name is Israel? Now he's Israel. Wait, says the Gemara. They kidnapped Dina right now. Why? Because you're not supposed to get off the train and now you put your tents over there and you buy real estate in Shechem and you do this. The Gemara said he made over there a currency, silver, like ISIS, a currency. I says, what business you stay in Shechem? You're supposed to go back to Betkel. You're supposed to go back over there and right away to pour oil. And from there you have to go home to your father. In the meantime, he parked himself with all his fortune in Shechem. What the Torah tells you stories? The Torah tells you, listen, Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Shalem Igufo, Shalem Amuno, Shalem Betorato. Says, he got it, but Baruch Hashem is better. It feels better. He doesn't limp anymore. And he has his fortune, everything, okay? I said, what were you talking about? You're supposed to go over there. You made a promise. Remember 20 years ago? You told Hashem, if I'm going to be alive, and I'm going to come safe, I'm going to go over there. Says, the Gemara says, why are you delaying your promise? Delaying your promise? Not only that. He tells Hashem, you know this altar? The altar is for you because you're the God of Israel. He said, God of Israel? You know what Israel means? Israel means that you won. Esav, you won Lavan, and you won an angel. You know you when you won an angel mean? It says because the angel came and fought with you because you didn't keep the promise. You still didn't keep the promise. Why are you doing it in Shechem? Says the Gemara, Hashem told it to Yaakov. Hashem told Yaakov, you know why Dinah was kidnapped? Because he didn't keep the promise. He says, you should have ran. When you have an elder, you say, okay, I said I'm going to... I give to Betakneset, I give to Yeshiva, I give this. It doesn't matter. You know, very neder, Bezrat Hashem, I'll make some more money, you know, send a donation, 10 postage checks. I said, listen, Dina was kidnapped because of that. Because when you say something, you have to fulfill it immediately. No wait. Yaakov delayed it. That's a story in the Torah. I said, finally, the Torah was said he got to Betkel over there, and then he poured the oil. Baruch Hashem, now he did it. That's what the message in the Torah. Then a story will happen, Yaakov and the angel. You have to remember, Yaakov never died. That's what we do. Kol Nidre in Yom Kippur is for that thing. This is Sayyidical Nevet. We don't need. I said, it's a message for us. You want to leave? Like the people in Luz. Some people went alive. Some people never died. The one has a list. Some people never died. Never died. David's son, Kilab, never died. Never died. Evan Amelech HaKushi, the one that saved him, Yao, never died. The one has a list of people, never died. Straight to Gan Eden alive, they're walking Gan Eden alive with the body downstairs. But all the tzaddikim are dead. There are people over there with body, full body, never have a monument, never went to a cemetery. That's the key. That's the Gemara, one of the times of the Gemara, not too long ago. You know, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a holy man. Leon Levi used to come visit him all the time. So before the day he died, this devil, this is the angel, came over to him and he said, that's it. I'm going to take you to Neshama. You're going to go to Gan Eden with Neshama. The body stays over here. He said, well, I don't argue with you, but you know, is it possible you show me the Gemara? You show me where is exactly Gan Eden is? He said, yeah, I'll show you. Come. This is the Gemara. I took him over there. I showed him over there. He stood next to the wall over there. Then Rabbi Shimon told him, listen, how do you kill a person? How do you kill people? I said, I have a special sword. I said, the sword, it's called an invisible sword that has like two knives. And on the sword, it says the two letters, Yud and Vav, 16. By the way, this is what, if you remember, Pesach, we do dance for their kinim. And then the Tzar Hadash Ba'achav, the Dan Ba'ish Tzimorot Hashan, we do 16 times with the cup. I says, this is to get rid of that sword of the Satan should not kill us on Pesach. So that's the Gemara says, this Rabbi Shimon Levi said, oh, can I see this sword that you have? He says, oh, wow, it's very scary, very scary. You know, I'm afraid you're going to kill me over here now. Can I hold the sword for a second? So the devil said, the Malachim said, yeah, you can hold it, hold it. He jumped into Gan Eden. He said, I swear I don't come out. Says the Gemara in Shamayim, all the angels, what's going to be now? Hashem said, let's get out his record. I want to see if everything he said in his mouth all his life is correct, with no exaggeration, with no lies. Then if he said he's not going to go, I'm not going to make him a liar. Says the Gemara, they took the records of Rabbi Shua Melevi, they checked the records, they said, never, this man, make it clean. Never lied. Applications, statements, this, didn't say that. And he swore that he's not going to come out. So how are you going to pick him up? It means that you betrayed his statement. The Gemara says, later, I'm sure Levi is the last one that we know in the Gemara that went alive to Gan Eden, never died. In the Torah, Yaakov Avinu Emet. The Gemara said that we have to get glued to the Midat of Yaakov Emet. And Sigula, the same Mashiach Kamar Menon.
Amen.